From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Idul Fitri offers the right momentum to fortify the nation's solidarity by helping one another amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This was affirmed by Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR, Puan Maharani, in a press release on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News agencies, she urged people to celebrate Idul Fitri this year to forgive and share happiness with other people. She also pointed out that this year's Idul Fitri is the second year that Muslims in Indonesia celebrates amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite some restrictions in the new normal era, Idul Fitri is still sacred and full of blessings. Speaker Maharani further called on Muslims to offer obligatory alms called Zakat Fitrah to demonstrate their social solidarity. The Indonesian government sent humanitarian aid in the form of 200 oxygen concentrator units to India to handle the increasing COVID-19 case on Wednesday. This aid was sent by Garuda Indonesia plane at 1400 hours Western Indonesia time from Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Tangerang. As reported by Tempo.com on Wednesday, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated that the assistance was provided to help deal with the COVID-19 pandemic in India, which is currently worsening. This assistance is in accordance with the direction of President Joko Widodo to assist India. She also said this humanitarian aid is a form of solidarity for the nation and the Indonesian people to India. On Monday, Minister Retno said that the government, along with Indonesian industry players and association, had also sent 1,400 oxygen cylinders to India. She also pointed out that Indonesia understands Indonesia's high demand for oxygen after the surging of the COVID-19 cases occurred during the past month. Deputy Chairperson of Indonesia Ulema Council, MUI, Buya Anwar Abbas, has appealed to leaders worldwide to condemn and halt the violence by Israeli soldiers against Palestinians, particularly against children and women. As quoted by Antara News agency, Buya Anwar Abbas in a statement on Wednesday said that the Israeli army's violence on children, mothers and parents of the Palestinian people in Jerusalem City is clearly unacceptable and intolerable. He also said the world must condemn and stop this barbaric act. Buya Anwar also emphasized that the suffering, death and injustice on account of this violence act had triggered radicalism and terrorism. He further stated if the world wants to be safe, secure and peaceful as well as avoid acts to radicalism and terrorism, world leaders must end and stop all forms of colonization on this earth, especially colonizations in Baitul Maqdis or Jerusalem, where Israel has curbed the freedom of Palestinian people to worship apart from taking away their land. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali has assured that the National Sports Week or PON will be held as scheduled in Papua Province from October 2 to 15, 2021. After receiving Deputy Governor of Papua Clementino at his office more recently, Minister Zainuddin said that there is no need for any side to be worried about COVID-19 transmission as the government has committed to vaccinating athletes, officials and local people against the infection. He also said that PON has no problem. It will be held on schedule. In fact, the provincial's government has made an effort to protect local residents from COVID-19. The government has a vaccination policy in place, so it will be secured. He also informed that his side is coordinating with the Health Ministry to ensure the availability of vaccine stocks and the implementation of the vaccination program ahead of the tournament. Let's move on to the international news. The European Union's executive on Wednesday called on countries on the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. As reported by Reuters.com, the European Commission said its proposal followed the World Health Organization proposals on Wednesday to reclassify the B.1.617.2 variant of COVID-19 found in India as a variant of concern, raising the alert from a variant of interest. The European Union countries should apply an emergency brake on non-essential travel from India. It also stated that it is important to limit to the strict minimum the categories of travelers that can travel from India for essential reasons and to subject those who may still travel from India to strict testing and quarantine arrangement. Based on the data by flight tracker FlightAware, United Airlines, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines have canceled flights from the United States to Tel Aviv on Wednesday and Thursday. As reported by Reuters.com, spokespeople for United and Delta confirmed the cancellation and said the airlines were monitoring the situation in Israel, where violence has escalated this week amid the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. Delta has no determinations about resumption at this juncture. The deadly exchange of fire between Palestinian militants in Gaza Strip and the Israeli military has escalated significantly, with the UN fearing a full-scale war. As quoted by BBC.com, Israel stated more than 1,000 rockets have been fired by Palestinian militants. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes on Gaza, destroying three tower blocks and killing senior Hamas officials. At least 53 Palestinians and 6 Israelis have been killed since Monday. That includes 14 Palestinian children caught up in the conflict. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that he was gravely concerned by the ongoing violence. That was the news.
In 2021, the Muslims across the globe celebrated Eid again amid the pandemic. Virus mutation, along with its quick spread and deadly feature, made some countries enforce tight health protocols. During the Eid, Indonesian Muslims will usually hug each other, visit neighbors, friends, and families, shake and kiss the hands of the parents or elderly. But it will not happen again this year. Moreover, the government officially banned the homecoming to prevent massive COVID-19 spread to various regions. The crowded homecoming is now replaced with online meetings and short messages on social media. The government also banned Eid Eve celebrations such as Takbiran to prevent more COVID-19 victims. Even in some regions, the Eid prayer is not held. Eid is a moment of inner victory after fasting for 1 month. This victory is in the heart, not as a social expression. Therefore, the Takbiran and other similar expressions, which are worried to be a new COVID-19 cluster, were not held. This kind of empathy and tolerance must also be implemented to prevent others from getting infected. Also, it is because praising the Creator needs not to be seen by many. Hopefully, the pandemic will strengthen the Muslims in practicing the values of fasting in Ramadan and the daily lives in other months. Also, on the day when Eid and the Ascension of Jesus can be a moment to tighten interfaith tolerance in Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Today in history starts with an event on May 13 incidents occurred in Malaysia. The May 13 incident is a term for the racial riots between ethnic Chinese and Malay that occurred in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on May 13, 1969. The incidents left at least 184 people dead. The issues of clash and race that touched emotions and sentiments became the main themes throughout the 1969 election campaign, which resulted in increasing tensions between the Malay and Chinese communities in Malaysia. During the 1969 election campaign, candidates and members of political parties, especially from opposition parties, raised sensitive issues related to the national language or Bahasa Melayu, or in English means Malay language, the special positions of Malays Bumi Putra and the popular rights of non-Malays. This raises racial sentiment and suspicions. Next event is in 1981, Paus Johannes Paul II was shot. Pope John Paul II was shot by a Turkish national, Mehmet Ali Akka, in St. Peter's Square, Vatican. Luckily, the shooting did not kill the Pope. Mehmet serves 19 years in prison in Italy and 10 years in Turkey for his acts. The last event was in 2018 Surabaya bombing terror accord. The 2018 Surabaya bombing was a series of events in which bombs exploded in various places in Surabaya in Sidoarjo, East Java, on May 13 and 14, 2018. The bomb detonation took place in three churches, namely the Church of Santa Maria Without Blemish, the Pentecostal Church, and the Indonesian Christians Church. Then there was also a bomb explosion in the apartment behind the Taman Sepanjang police station Sidoarjo. A suicide bombing also occurred at the entrance to the Surabaya City Police Headquarters. 13 people were killed as a result of this event. That was Today in History.
I don't mean to love you, but I
with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Bantul Regency government planted mangrove seeds in the mangrove conservation of Baros Hamlet in Tirto Hargo village, Kretek Regency, Yogyakarta. This was held on Monday to welcome the World Biodiversity Day 2021. Regent of Bantul, Abdul Halim Musli, amid the mangrove planting, said that the mangrove forest in Bantul Conservation Area is a very important asset, not only to hold seawater abrasion. Mangrove, but also houses endemic animals such as crabs that can be developed along with the people or youth around Baros coast. Therefore, this biodiversity can be very useful for the environment and economy. Meanwhile, head of Bantul Environment Agency, Ari Budi Nugroho, said that the Baros mangrove forest is the only biodiversity area in Bantul. Mangrove was planted for the first time in 2003 by the young people of Baros. Ari also said that the mangrove has some functions such as holding abrasions and housing animals like endemic crabs and birds. Ari Budi further remarked that the people and related regional organization must make a barrier during mangrove planting, so the rubbish will not get around mangrove seeds. Ari added that currently there is 4 hectares of mangrove. It is an A2 tourism object and research site for the students. So apart from environment conservation, mangrove also functions for education development. Ari Budi appreciated the Baros youth groups and the people of Tirto Hargo who work hard to maintain, save and develop the mangrove in Bantul. Without them, the Baros mangrove forest will not be conserved.
Semua percuma.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Nyanggakeun sari pangabaktina hayang kasari kabukti katedak katarima agungna kanukawasa. That was the prayer fragment said by residents of the Banten Kidul Traditional Union, Kaolotan Cisungsang, Lebak Regency, Banten, when holding the Ngadongkapkeun traditions. This prayer contains about surrendering to the Almighty so that their servitude is accepted. The Ngadongkapkeun tradition is always held by local residents during Idul Fitri. This tradition is a combination of local customs and Islamic teachings. In essence, it is a form of gratitude for the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect for their ancestors who have contributed so that their children and grandchildren can live happily. After Idul Fitri prayer, the local people gathered at the Kokolot Lembur house or village elders carrying food. Kokolot Lembur then led a ritual ceremony to the ancestors, which ended in a praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a typical cloth of Banten Kidul, namely black cloth and headgear. The Kokolot Lembur immediately prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ancestors. A series of prayers in the Ngadongkapkeun traditions begins with the recitations of Basmalah, prayer of burning incense, prayers of congratulations, and ends with the sentence La hawla wala quwwata illa billah, which means there is no power and efforts other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides being led by Kokolot Lembur, the ritual in the Ngadongkapkeun tradition can also be led by the head of the family, so the ritual is more personal. Indeed, the Ngadongkapkeun tradition can also be carried out in every resident's house. This more personal ritual is usually held the day before Idul Fitri, after the last breaking of the fast. Apart from Idul Fitri, the Ngadongkapkeun tradition is also carried out where there is excess sustenance. On the first day of the fasting month, the last day of fasting, after the grave pilgrimage, the full moon and Maghrib. In this traditional ritual, a number of offerings are provided. Usually the offerings consist of snacks, water, coffee and many others. The number must be an odd number, such as 3, 5 or 7.
Coba semua yang ada di dunia, warna yang akan kulukiskan menghiasi tinggalkan jejakku nanti.
Menjalani mimpi-mimpi
Well, then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, this year's Idul Fitri celebration is not much different from the previous year, in which Muslims celebration Idul Fitri are still in a state of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Indonesia, to reduce the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government has officially issued several policies. One of them is the homecoming ban or returning hometown. Homecoming has become a distinctive tradition of Indonesian society towards the arrival of Idul Fitri. For this year, the government has again banned Lebaran 2021. Homecoming has become a distinctive tradition of Indonesian society towards the arrival of Idul Fitri. For this year, the government has again banned Lebaran 2021 homecoming activities for all modes of transportation, starting from land, sea, and air. The rule for the ban of Idul Fitri 2021 homecoming starts being effective from 6 to 17 May 2021 for all levels of society. In line with central government policy, the COVID-19 Handling Task Force officially issued a circular of Idul Fitri homecoming ban. Violations committed against the circular letter will be subject to fines, social sanctions, imprisonment, and/or punishment in accordance with statutory regulations. In addition, the government also bans traveling takbir activities. Many Muslims do traveling takbir to echo the takbir on the night of Idul Fitri as an expression of joy and thankfulness. However, in 2021, traveling takbir activities will be officially banned. People can still do takbiran at their respective mosque or prayer rooms without having to go around. Takbiran activities in mosques must also comply with health protocols, which is a maximum capacity of 50% of people in mosques or prayer rooms. Regarding the implementation of the Idul Fitri prayer, Minister of Religious Affairs Yokut Khalil Khomas appeal to the public that it would be better to hold Idul Fitri prayers in their homes to avoid being exposed to the COVID-19. He perceived that legally speaking, Idul Fitri prayer is sunnah or optional. Meanwhile, maintaining the health of oneself, family, and the environment is mandatory. Thus, society should prioritize what is obligatory over the sunnah. According to the minister, Idul Fitri prayer can only be done in the green and yellow zones with a health protocol with a 50% restriction. Due to the ban against going home or returning to their hometowns, the government advises people to use digital technology for digital hospitality during the holidays. The government, through the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, has prepared information and communication technology, infrastructure, and sufficient bandwidth to support the celebration of Idul Fitri 1442 Hijrah, or 2021 AD virtually. This infrastructure prepared by the government support not only virtual hospitality but also online shopping activities. That was Miss Leni.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, ticketing overdriving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm about to let you know a song which is played on Idul Fitri, namely Selamat Lebaran by Ungu. The song, which was released in 2006, begins with the melodious chanting of Takbir Echo that is full of appreciation by the band Ungu. Carrying a modern pop arrangement, the song is so appropriate to be sung with Pasha distinctive sound. The lyrics are full of meaning and contain gratitude to the God for the smooth running of worships in the month of Ramadan. In addition, the song also reminds fellow humans to forgive each other and to erase past sins in order to gain victory. Listener, here is Ungu with Selamat Lebaran.
Allah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Salaman, saling memaaf-maafkan. Ikhlaskanlah dirimu, sucikanlah hatimu. Sebulan berpuasa, jalankan perintah agama.
Selamat Hari Lebaran, minnal aidin wal faizin.
Ucapkan syukur kehadiran ilahi. Kita berkumpul semua bersama sanak keluarga. Tak lupa kawan semua, jumpa di hari bahagia.
Selamat Hari Lebaran, minal aidin wal faizin.
Sama sanak keluarga, tak lupa kawan semua, jumpa di hari bahagia.
Selamat Hari Lebaran, bina aidin wal faizin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Puasa. berbanyak ibadah di bulan ini. Bulan ini datang, bulan penuh berkah, buka hati.
Much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.